Hello and welcome to day 339 of the Cold War Minute. I'm your host, David Garrett. Today is May 5th, and on this day in Cold War history in 1945, as World War II comes to an end, Canadian and British troops liberate the Netherlands and Denmark from Nazi occupation when Wehrmacht troops capitulate. In 1946, the International Military Tribunal for the Far East begins in Tokyo with 28 Japanese military and government officials accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity. In 1949, the Treaty of London establishes the Council of Europe in Strasbourg as the first European institution working for European integration. In 1955, West Germany gains full sovereignty. In 1961, during the Mercury program, the Mercury Redstone 3, piloted by Alan Shepard, who becomes the first American to travel into outer space, making a suborbital flight of 15 minutes. In 1964, the Council of Europe declares May 5th as Europe Day. In 1980, in what becomes known as Operation Nimrod occurs when British Special Air Service troops storm the Iranian embassy in London after a six-day siege. In 1981, Bobby Sands, a volunteer with the Provisional Irish Republican Army, dies in a British prison hospital after 66 days of hunger striking. The Iran-Contra affair continues with the start of congressional televised hearings in the United States of America on this day in 1987. And on this day in 1991, a riot breaks out in the Mount Pleasant section of Washington, D.C. after police shoot a Salvadorian man. There you have it, Cold War history. On this day, May 5th, I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.